The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Thank you so much for coming back. I have Ray Dustar in the house. We're going to talk about juicing at home versus buying juice at a retail mart. But I have got to tell you, Ray, you're there, aren't you?
I'm here. I am here. I am
so
here
listen to
ready
me.
To go.
Listen to me. I heard the other day. No, I didn't hear. Sorry, I lied. Okay. I read on the ticker tape, you know, when you're watching one of those 24-hour news cycles, which is sometimes when I travel, it's my common denominator, so it just makes me feel at home wherever I am. So I was I was away and I was watching, and oh, you know what? Actually, I was actually down getting my workout on, so I feel better about myself right now, okay? So I was actually watching the television while I was getting my workout on, and I literally had to watch an entire another ticker tape cycle because I couldn't believe what it said. It said, we are looming. There's a looming worldwide kale shortage about to happen.
Oh, my goodness. I had not heard that. Wow. A worldwide kale shortage. Holy mackerel.
You know, and I started to think about it, and I'm like, well, first of all, I thought, well, this is going to be great news for, like, organic kale farmers, because it was like, let's just go. Let's come on. Let's just keep producing, and we can support the farmers and everything. But it makes sense to me because, you know, kale, top of the Andy score, right? Aggregate nutrient density index. We've got 1,000. King kale, we talk about all the time. But it's being used. Now, I know the juicing is trending, which I love, and I don't like trending because I'd love it to be in place forever. excuse me, kind of like breathing. But also, there are so many of these little pop-up juice retailers everywhere. I mean, at $13.99 a pop, you can go in and get your kale juice there.
Well, yeah, you can, but you also probably will need to take out a second mortgage on your house if you want to start, you know, everyday juicing and buying it at retail. The kale shortage doesn't surprise me because it's just, you know, kale somehow just has gotten to be so, you know, hot and trendy. And I will say I absolutely love kale. I literally incorporate it into my everyday juicing program at home. But here's what's beautiful. I literally went shopping on Monday, and I bought 3 big bunches of kale for $1. So 33 cents for a giant bunch of kale, and that leads me into, you know, really the topic of conversation for today, which is, you know, I do want everybody juicing. And a lot of people are like, well, Ray, I'll just buy it. I'll just buy it, you know, at the store, and I'll get it that way. So I did an analysis where I bought $30 worth of produce from a basically just a local you know, ethnic produce place that I shop at, not necessarily one of the big guys, but just a, you know, local produce place. I bought $30 worth of produce. That $30 ended up allowing me to juice almost 400 ounces. So what I did was I then said, okay, how much does that come out to per 16 ounces, meaning the 16-ounce of juice that are being sold in the stores for, you're right, anywhere from $8.99 to $13.99.
Right.
When I figured out the numbers at home from that $30, this is going to blow your mind. It was costing me $1.19 per 16 ounces of juice in order to juice at home. So if you think about that, the amount of money that I would spend in 7 days, let alone a month, let alone a year, I calculated that by juicing at home versus buying the same amount of juice that I would drink at home, in 1 year, it would almost, it saves me over $4,000.
Oh,
which is
my
tremendous.
Dear.
Isn't
this
that
is,
crazy?
Yeah. It's,
and,
well,
and the reason I did all this, and the reason I kind of, you know, tried to help everyone understand it, is because, you know, one of the biggest things that people talk about is how expensive juicing is. And I said, hey, it's really not expensive if you do it at home in the comfort of your own home, and if you know what you're doing. You know, $1.19 for 16 ounces of, you know, I continue to feel the absolute best thing you can do for your body on a daily basis as far as what you're putting into your body, you know, I don't think that's obviously expensive. And I'll tell you, it's turned a lot of heads when, you know, I posted that graphic on social media.
Right.
You know, maybe we can get it up on the Radio MD site so everyone can just see, you know, really how much money, you know, you can save by doing this at home.
Well, see, I think it's great, and we'll get that up on RadioMD.com because I think it's pretty amazing. I'm not surprised because we went through this about a decade ago when Starbucks was starting to get hot, and I had a friend that would get a couple lattes a day, and I was like, do you know how much money you're spending on that? She's like, no. So she actually added it up, literally thousands of dollars a year. Now you make your coffee at home, you can, you know, add a little bit of whatever you add or they add, and same thing. You're going to save a tremendous amount of money. Here's what I want to ask you, Ray, because I think this is really important, because I know a lot of my friends get on kicks. They get on juicing kicks, okay? And they go at it, they're at home, they're really motivated, and then they fall off. This is one of the things that I've been trying to figure out how to make a difference in folks' lives, because we all know, if you pop into one of those fancy-dancy, trending retail spots where you can get your, you know, $11.99 to $16.99 juice, and I'm talking dollars there, versus $1.19 that you spend at home, same nutritional value, you're going to, you know, be, you know, nutritionally dense as a person, healthier because of it. What are your tips to get people to use this as a lifestyle modality, a lifestyle practice, and not just get started and then fall off? Tell me about that.
Well, I'll tell you, my biggest way to get people to do that is to help them understand how easy it is at home. And the key thing is to have the right juicer. You know, there's so much noise in the marketplace. You've got blender companies that are trying to, you know, advocate juicing. And so the consumer is truly, truly confused. If you go to everydayjuicer.com, step number two or three, I'm forgetting, is buy a juicer. You can literally buy an incredibly quality juicer. Like, for example, there's one by a company called Ford. It's the Dash Juicer. That juicer, you can pick it up for $49.99 online. Literally, $50 a juicer. And, you know, basically you're in business. That juicer will take you less than 15 minutes total to juice, clean your and enjoy your juice. So what I try to tell people is don't get confused with what is noise in the marketplace. Don't worry about things. You know, a lot of people are hung up on well, it has to be cold pressed, so that means I need
right.
one of these slow juicers. And
right.
again, to be honest, all of that stuff, I've tested everything. And what I've realized is that whatever juicer you want to use, if you want to use a slow juicer, if you have the time to dedicate to it and you feel like that's a better solution for you, knock yourself out. Absolutely. But people have to realize that buying a juice at retail, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks, that is not a health solution. You know, that is not a healthy way to look at it. And the problem is, honestly, Holly, the problem is that, you know, you've got all these competing folks trying to get people's money. And people need to look at juicing not as a fad or not as a fix, a one-time fix, Band-Aid. You know, I look at it as major surgery that you can have and improve your life, you know, for forever. I mean,
that's right.
The bottom line. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's it. No, that's it. No, I think you say it, and you say it right every time. This is Ray Dustar. You can hear this and more on his, or see this and more on his website, everydayjuicer.com. Also, the home of the famous Boost, which is how you
Absolutely.
Amp up your juice. And so, Ray, I think the other thing, I got about 15 seconds, so I'm just going to finish it off. The other thing is to make, I think, of a prep day, an hour. Just cut those vegetables up on Sunday. Have them ready to go each and every morning. Boom, boom, boom. Get the right juicer. We're just trying to knock you alive here, Radio MD. It's Dr. Holly Lucille on Mindful Medicine. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.